Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
A near supernatural goal from Lionel Messi.
Ronaldinho takes and David Seaman's cut off his line and Brazil take the lead.
Destination 2026, Houston's Countdown to the Cup.
Presented by Coca-Cola Southwest, Houston Methodist, NRG, and Quanta.
For the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, that doesn't get you pumped up. Bouncing Souls from New Jersey. Brian McDonald behind the glass after working with the Killer Bees. Pac-Man Joel was in here. He's Pac-Man Joel, right, at Twitter?
Yeah, that's his Twitter handle.
And Jeremy? All right, the Bouncing Souls. All right, welcome into Destination 2026, Houston's Countdown to the Cup here on ESPN 97.5. So it's mostly a World Cup-themed show. We dip out of that a little bit. Show's presented by Coca-Cola Southwest, Houston Methodist Energy and Quanta. And we got to get going tonight. We look forward to a lot of great soccer talk here. Now, I got a number of good things here. Major League Soccer signing a lot of former World Cup stars, some that will participate in World Cup 2026. So we're going to talk about that tonight. If you listen to Soccer Matters on Monday, this was a really hot show. We had three guests in studio that night. We really bantered around some real topics. We discussed if the Dynamo is a soccer club, an investment. We got into it because I think people are really feeling it around the Dynamo now. They want more. Not just on the field, but I think they want more off the field as well. And I don't want to sound like the negative Nelly, but there just is not enough healthy criticism and pressure. And that is an essential part of being a great soccer club. So we do have some news from Ted Siegel today that we'll talk about here tonight. I've got information on volunteering for the World Cup and where you can get Houston merchandise for the upcoming World Cup in 2026. That's related to Houston here. You can hit me up on Twitter and Instagram at Glenn Davis Sock, at Soccer Matters GD. Also on Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, Soccer Matters. We're doing the whole thing. I'm sorry about the obnoxious videos I keep sending, but it's the only way for me to remind people that we're doing things. 713-780-3776 is the number. Again, Monday we did a really deep dive on Soccer Matters around the lack of relevancy of MLS in our market, MLS comparison to Liga MX, Dynamo spend on the year, Dynamo goal scoring struggles. There's a lot of stuff in there. And the Dynamo technically are only 3 points, I believe, out of the playoffs. They've got an available 30 points left. It'll start on the weekend in Austin, but what tells you that they're going to get in the playoffs? They can't score goals. They're going to have to score goals to win games. I think they're going to have to win 5 or 6 games if we're using a benchmark of 46 or 47 points. But anyway, let's move off of that. This episode, Ted Siegel is going to renovate. He is the Dynamo owner, a 13,000 square foot building at 2500 Texas Avenue. So renovate it. I guess he must own the building, right? You don't renovate a building unless you own it, right?
I don't think you could, no.
Yeah, okay. So he's a real estate man. So he also bought the new Dynamo offices that are beautiful right near the stadium. But, you know, make no mistake, he's a real estate guy. He knows this stuff. He knows how to make money. Located at the corner, this, I guess it's a new building, 2500 Texas Avenue, Texas Ave, St. Charles Street in East Downtown, a block from Shell Energy Stadium. I don't know if that's the current building they own, or I'm not really sure. The details of it was not released. It's going to be a climate-controlled hospitality space for not only the games in Houston during the World Cup, but also for the 39 days of the tournament. So it's going to be a place where people can get relief from the heat. Remember, the Fan Fest is going to be in Edo. It was also mentioned in the article. It will also enhance the experience of future Dynamo and Dash games. So I guess people can go in there. They'll probably sell things in there. Quote, in and around Shell Energy Stadium, across 39 days, we have the opportunity to bring fans and bring in members of our business community, experience a beautiful game, yada, 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 significant event. Otherwise, they wouldn't, unless they were in the building at Energy Stadium, Ted Siegel said to the Houston Business Journal. Yeah, the Business Journal is a bit of a PR wing, I think, of certain entities. Not to bag on the Business Journal, but we would love to see some articles on players and maybe question a few things, but that's what we're missing here. And again, I'm not bagging on anybody, but we are missing that. And that's why I think the soccer community feels a little bit slighted. All right, let's go into the Vancouver Whitecaps, and let's remind you who they just signed. The great German legend from the World Cup, and I'm going to let him say hello. He is Thomas Müller.
Dear Whitecaps supporters, I'm very excited to come to Vancouver. Let's do something special together. Let's go.
Yeah, so how about that? This is pretty incredible. Thomas Müller, think about this man. How much he's achieved, how many World Cups he's played in. They call him the interpreter of space because he is just one of these guys. And they're in other sports as well, I guess. Probably just, it's like he knows exactly where the ball's going to be before it's there. If he was walking down the street, you probably wouldn't be wowed by Thomas Müller. He doesn't have big muscles like an NFL guy. But what an effective player. Four World Cups, 2010 in South Africa. He played in six games in that one, scored five goals, got the Golden Boot as the top scorer. He was a young guy at this time. Also won the Best Young Player Award. Germany finished third. 2014, so he had five goals in 2010. 2014, seven matches, seven starts. Germany goes on to win the World Cup. He scores five, including a hat trick against Portugal, scores against the U.S., and scores a goal against Brazil in the 7-1 demolition. If you remember that, where Brazilian fans were in the crowd, literally crying. I mean, it was almost like, and this was a World Cup held in legendary Brazil. The team has won more World Cups than anybody. And Germany is thrashing them. And it ends 7-1. And there are more people crying in that stadium than you could ever imagine. There was almost, it's almost like a Little League mercy rule. You know, it's like it just wouldn't stop. And I almost think the Germans took the foot off the pedal at some point. But Brazil was a mess. He got the silver boot, second leading scorer, and he got the silver ball, second best player in a World Cup. Imagine that. I mean, these are huge awards. 2018 and 22, he played in three matches in each tournament, did not score in any of them. This is when he's getting older. So he's now a Vancouver Whitecap. They have a World Cup star who's going to be playing for them. And that's kind of interesting to me that Vancouver made the plunge on him. Because normally, you know, Vancouver to me, I don't know. I don't know if they're doing the spend. Are they just existing in MLS? Because you can exist. as a club. You can exist as an owner investor. You can just be there. That's kind of what Vancouver has done. Now, they had a great start to the season. Maybe they're smelling the blood of competition and they think they can win the MLS Cup. All right, here's more from Tomas Muller. And when we come back after this soundbite from him, I'm going to tell you what else Vancouver gets with this guy that I don't know if everybody's on top of.
Dr. Alfonso, he told me a lot of good things about the city and about the Whitecaps. So I was a little bit pumped, but the decision was made before or in between. So I didn't need Alfonso's opinion, but it was important for me just to double check. Jesper, yeah, he has a great mindset as a person. You feel it when you talk with him. He's very clear what he wants. He was also very honest, maybe where you think we can improve. And also with Axel, I always had the feeling that they want me to come. The matured player, they come to MLS. They don't come to just have a little bit fade out of their career. I think that the top teams in the MLS are quite good. And I'm looking forward to some of these playoff experience.
So that's different for him. Playoff experience. Vancouver's a beautiful city. I did the Women's World Cup there in 2019. It was a while ago. No, not 19. 15. Should have been 2015. Did a lot of games at BC Place. It is a magnificent city with magnificent seafood and et cetera, et cetera. I think it's a great move from him. I'm glad he didn't go to L.A. I'm glad it's Vancouver that got him. Now, he was talking about Alfonso Davies, who grew up there and is at Bayern Munich and was a young player in the Vancouver system. Maybe they used some of the Alfonso Davies money when they sold him to Bayern Munich. I don't know. But he said he only heard from Alfonso after he had already made the decision. Jesper is Jesper Sorensen, the coach of Vancouver. So he was talking about them. But he also made it clear he's not coming here to fade away. He wants to win. We'll see. And I think, for me, he's a competitor. But he is an incredibly funny man. I don't know if you've ever seen Thomas Muller on Instagram or something. He has some of the funniest videos. He is a marketing dream. One, because of his history and being a Bayern Munich man all this time. And I mean, that's a footballer. Guy totally dedicated to the club Bayern Munich his entire career. But also, then you think of his all-time World Cup stats. Let me just read this to you. Played in 4 World Cups. Played in 19 games. Had 10 goals in 19 games in the World Cup. Won the Golden Boot in 2010. Won the Silver Boot for second leading scorer 2014. And he was a champion, World Cup champion in 2014. Not a dribbler. Not a sheer pace guy. But a master at movement and positional intelligence. The innate sense that he had as a player, remarkable. He's had many iconic moments. Obviously, he had the hat trick against Portugal. He played outstanding in that 7-1 win over Brazil. He's one of Germany's most decorated players. There's no question about it. And, you know, a lot of times you'll go to the fun-loving nature of this guy. He is funny. So follow him, Thomas Muller. You can also follow Soccer Matters GD and at Glenn Davis Sock over on Instagram as well. I'm not as funny as him, though. I can guarantee you that. This guy was taking his foot up in the air and pounding it on the floor up and down, and he had a horse doing the same thing back to him. It was the funniest video ever, if you ever get a chance to see it. Super fun. So, German national team, I mean, where do we think they are heading into the World Cup? Nations League, they lost in the semis in the final four teams in that. They had 24 goals for, 12 against in the Nations League. They were scoring 2.5 a game, giving up 1.5. They had 3 clean sheets. Julian Nagelsmann, as everybody knows, is the head coach of the German national team. He's been in charge since 2023. I don't know. The team's being reshaped. Joshua Kimmich is obviously a versatile player, but he's kind of in midfield now. Marc-Andre Ter Stegen, who's injured and having some problems at Barcelona right now, was the number one when he was fit. I don't know what the deal is with Manuel Neuer and where he's going to be come next World Cup, but passing, possession, organization, all the great things that the German national team brings, always very strong mentally, always very stable. So even if you don't think it's the most talented German team, always a threat. One of the best tournament teams in history. They know how to navigate tournaments, which is an art and a skill itself. They're on the rise, I think, a little bit. So we'll see. A lot going on with them. Now I take you into another big signing. This would be Son from Tottenham Hotspur, South Korean. South Korea's already qualified for the World Cup. He's the star. He's going to land at LAFC. Now, the interesting thing there is Denis Bouanga. Is he going to go back and play in France? South Korea beat Iraq 2-1 recently, so they're qualifying for their 11th consecutive tournament. Hong Young-bo, if you remember him, played in Major League Soccer. He is the ex-national team captain. He is the coach. Second time in charge for him. And he took over after Jurgen Klinsmann, the former U.S. coach, had some struggles with South Korea. So they're in there. He's kind of the face of the national team, Son. He's ending up in L.A. with LAFC after his great career at Spurs. We have Houston Spurs here, which is a supporters group here in Houston, Texas. But he carries the weight of... no question, because of his performances and career at Tottenham in the Premier League, he is the face of South Korea's national team. He is the face to many South Koreans in Los Angeles. So when a $26 million fee, $26 million, breaking an MLS record, spent to just acquire him, think about that. In Houston, we got Hector Herrera, but we got him on a free. And Ted Siegel paid him a lot of money, $5 to $6 million a season. But there was no transfer fee. That's when the Dynamo catapulted up in the spend in the league. Well, the Dynamo are in the bottom four in overall spend in the league. Take that information and do what you want with it. I know what it makes me think of. And it's exasperated by the fact that you're not getting it done now. But... he is one heck of a player, Son. He's more than a captain. He's a leader. He's a national hero. These guys are national heroes. So it'll be South Korea in the 2026 World Cup. He'll be 34 at the time. If you remember his debut World Cup in Brazil, he had that mask on. No, not in Brazil. Sorry, in Qatar. But he is the face of South Korea. All right, we're going to take a break here. I want to remind you guys of something. You can volunteer for the World Cup coming to Houston. I'm going to give you information on that real quick. August 11th, FIFA World Cup 26 volunteer program will officially launch. It allows you to apply to be a part of the biggest sporting event in history. There's going to be 5,200 volunteers here in Houston. By the way, the U.S. government is going to send a boatload of money here for security as well. 5,200 volunteers in Houston. There's 20 types of roles. You need to be at least 18 years of old at the time of the application, available for the entire duration of the tournament. You've got to be available June 11th through July 19th. You apply via the FIFA World Cup 26 Houston website at fwc26houston-.com or at volunteer.fifa.com, and you register now. So you want to be a volunteer. That's quite an interesting thing to be a part of. I mean, I'm sure you're going to be put to work, but you can always say you were a part of a World Cup, right? Also get to that website And you can get the merch over there, too. So you can play a part in the beautiful game in Houston. It's August 11th when you can apply to become a FIFA World Cup 26 volunteer.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Soccer Matches on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, this is Destination 2026, Houston's Countdown to the Cup, brought to you by Houston Methodist, Coca-Cola Southwest, Energy, and Quanta. And this is Collective Soul, called Heavy. By the way, that break music in the first break, and I know, Brian, that was Hot Stuff by the Rolling Stones. That's that was a disco song, actually.
Yeah, it definitely sounded a lot different than what I'm used to.
Yeah, from Black and Blue. That was a cool album because they had a jazz song on it called Melody, and if you played it, you would think it was a famous jazz guy doing this music. And the drummer, Charlie Watts, was a big jazz guy. But I think that's one of the endearing things about the Rolling Stones was they could do all kinds of music. They can go real deep, you know, really down to a slide guitar, blues from the Deep South. Their rock stuff is all blues-tinged, raw sound. It's cool. It's all about a band. Fun. All right. Yeah, they had punk songs, too. I mean, I guess why you go 60-plus years, right? And they're supposedly doing new material. Okay, so as I welcome you back here, the face of the national team of South Korea has been Son. Premier League star with Tottenham, World Cup icon. Every couple of years, he's got to carry the weight of a nation. So he's played in the 2014 World Cup in Brazil, 2018 in Russia, and 2022 in Qatar. 2014, he was young. He scored a goal against Algeria. 2018, think about that. First of all, just think about playing in a World Cup and being someone that actually got on the field and played in a World Cup. The rarefied air. Then to score in one, that's crazy. 48 teams. We will have 7 games here in Houston, Texas. So Son goes on to 2018 in Russia. He gets 2 goals there, including the one you'll remember, the famous one against Germany in stoppage time. And that knocked the German national team out, okay, along with the aforementioned man we were just talking about who's going to the Vancouver Whitecaps, Thomas Muller. 2022 in Qatar, he had the fractured face. He had the mask, captained the team. They got to the round of the 16, had an assist on the dramatic goal versus Portugal to get them into the knockout rounds. Here's what he said about 2022. He said, even with pain, I wanted to give everything for my country. The World Cup is a dream stage. I like that. The World Cup is a dream stage. And it'll be a dream stage for 7 games here in Houston. So the guy's an honest footballer, work ethic, emotion, locker room guy. He's now not the young guy anymore, and he bridges the gap between the younger players on South Korea and the older ones. But, you know, the popularity of guys like these 2 guys we're talking about here tonight that have played in FIFA World Cups, these guys are, I guess, in many ways, ambassadors to their countries. So we'll see what happens with South Korea. They have a quote-unquote golden generation emerging around him. We'll see what happens. But he still is the face of the team. There is no question. So we're looking forward to, I mean, I can't wait until we find out next December what teams are coming here. That would be, think about it. So if you got a South Korea here, you're going to have a lot of South Koreans coming to Houston. They're going to come to see him. That's the way it's going to work. Whatever country gets drawn to come to Houston, Texas, they're going to follow with fans. And, you know, we're going to hope it's countries with a real rabid fan base that are going to come in here and go down to Edo, be a part of the fan fest down there. There's a lot going on down there. We talked about the new building that's going to be opened up that the Dynamo owner, Ted Siegel's involved with. So there will be a lot to talk about when it comes to once we figure out who is actually going to come to Houston, Texas and be a part of these seven games. So there you go. LSSE.net. Information on tickets, by the way. LSSE.net. All right. I like the League's Cup. I like MLS against League MX. I've made it very clear on the show. I made it very clear on Monday. I would rather see the Houston Dynamo play a Pachuca, a Mazatlan, or a Tigres as opposed to an RSL, Colorado, or New York Red Bulls. Agree or disagree with me? 713-780-3776. It doesn't seem like, in some cases, the MLS fan really likes this tournament. Now, Dynamo fans aren't liking it because it was a rough tournament for the Houston Dynamo. You play three games at home. Your first game is Tigres. You lose 4-1. By losing 4-1 to a team that's very highly talented and one of the biggest spending teams in Mexico that still has André Pierre Gignac on it, but a boatload of other very, very talented players, Tigres fans fill up your stadium, right? And in the second half, the Dynamo tie it up on a goal from André Linger. And then, unfortunately, you concede another three. So basically, after that game, when you lose 4-1, you're done in the League's Cup. It's over. That's why you got mixed lineups, Ben Olsen. It's over because, remember, and the final group games, I think, are tonight, you have to end up top four out of 18 teams. The Dynamo are dead last on the MLS side of the bracket because of the three losses. Gave up 8 goals, scored 2. One was a penalty by Amin Bassi last night in the 2-1 loss to Pachuca. So that makes you look at the tournament very differently because once you're in the top four, there's a lot that goes on with goal differential. So I think that played a lot on the minds of the Houston Dynamo to, okay, we're going to do what we want with these next two games to kind of get refocused for the final 10 games and try to make the playoffs. 18 teams make the playoffs in MLS. You know how I feel about that. I think it kills consequence, but not going to talk about that. The fact is the Dynamo have 10 games. They got to get, I would say, 20 points out of 30, in my mind, some combination. So let's go back to last night. Let's listen to the goals. Let's start off with Pachuca's opening goal in this one. Luis Quiñones will get it. He sweeps in and picks up the loose ball in the box. Dynamo missing Eric Sviatchenko, and it's one back here by Pachuca. Into the box they come. Shot a save by Bob. The rebound, it's 1-0 Pachuca. Luis Quiñones picks up the scraps, side foots it in. It is 1-0 Pachuca here. So that was the local call that I was on last night. It was a missed tackle, ill-timed tackle, missed tackle out wide that led to the goal. And when you're a center back, boy, you have to measure these decisions now. In the modern game, you're playing in wide areas a lot more than in my time. In my time, your whole idea was to stay in the middle where the ball would ultimately come. It's a lot different now. And it's not a fun feeling to be a center back and you're out there with these pacey, tricky guys. So that made it 1-0. The Dynamo had 2 one-on-ones in the first half. Dwayne Holmes had one. I'm trying to think who else. Was it Anali maybe? 2 one-on-ones, and they don't convert. And I'm going to remind Dynamo fans, I don't know if magically over these next 10 games, goals are going to start flowing. The Dynamo are going to have to win a lot of games in a short amount of time. It is a team, to be fair, that really does not have a lot of goal scorers. Your biggest goal scorers, Ezequiel Ponce, who's got 7. And yes, he was scoring a goal every 2 games in Greece for AEK. But when he was in Spain and when he was in Russia, the goals did not flow. They're not flowing now. You question everything as a soccer analyst. You question tactics. You question culture. You question mix of players and roster build. This is all fair stuff. So anybody who's getting upset, please don't get upset. We're trying to get real soccer talk in this town for once. So don't get upset. The Astros, Texans, the Rockets, take it. We all got to grow up down here. And now I'm even seeing some of the Dynamo fans and even, you know, that are upset. It's directed at a lot of people. It's not just directed at the players. It's directed at coaches. It gets directed at owners, GMs. It goes the gamut. And you have to decide what you feel about your team. But these last three games in the Leagues Cup were not a good advertisement. Stadium was empty two out of the three games. Stadium was full one time because of Tigres. I'm sitting here going, should we go try to pick a Tigres player off? I don't know. I think there's a lot of things that have to be improved in order to even endorse and bring in a big-name player. We didn't get enough out of Hector Herrera when he was here. We didn't get any marketing pull off of him. Maybe a little bit. Yeah, there was a few more fans there. And let me tell you, that was, I've said this repeatedly on this show. Watching Hector Herrera in 2023 was one of the greatest watches and best values in this town from a sports perspective. He orchestrated and ran that team, and it didn't even have a goal scorer. Imagine if it did. You might have won an MLS Cup. So those were pretty magical times. I don't think there's one single Dynamo player who ever had a season that was that influential at that time that lifted an entire club. Because we came with a prepackaged hell of a damn good team in 6-7. All right, so enough of that. Let's get to the Dynamo equalizer. So guess who got a run from St. Mirren? Olusanya, who was picked up by the Dynamo for a couple hundred grand, scored goals at St. Mirren. But again, his career prior to that, he didn't score a lot of goals. He earns a penalty for the Dynamo, and Amin Bassi goes to the spot.
Whistle. It's Bassi against Moreno. Bassi scores. It's 1-1. Houston Dynamo have tied it up. Ah, to much relief. The feeling of scoring a goal back here at Shell Energy Stadium. It is now 1-1.
All I can say is goals are uplifting. Goals can change demeanor. Even though the crowd was very small, the people that were there felt the goal. You could see it. I could see it. I could feel it. I got the goal call. This hasn't been happening very often as a commentator. But goals are incredibly important. And if you're a team that's constantly playing to win a game 1-0 or constantly has to get the game's first goal, this is what happened against Mazatlan. When you conceded off the corner and didn't defend a corner well as a team, now you just handed Mazatlan the keys to owning this game tactically. Everybody knew what Mazatlan would do. And for those posting pictures of, look at our data, final third entries, we could have told you that before the game, based on the way Mazatlan plays. They don't even want the ball under Robert Siboldi. That game played out perfectly for them. They're not even a big team in Mexico. I say that respectfully, because nobody knows the name. It's one of the newer teams in Liga MX. So 1-1, and you're thinking, all right, you know what? Pick off a second goal here. End on a positive note. We go back into our playoff fight. And 3 minutes later, this happens.
Huge space here for Togni. He's coming into the box here. Nobody on him. Togni bounces it off the post and in. Pachuca get the goal they need. 2-1. He was wide open down the left side. Pachuca found him.
So wide open. You heard me say that on the call. So as Togni is dribbling down the left side, I'm going, well, he's going to lose his angle. Somebody come out of the middle. Because at this moment, the ball is the most dangerous thing. We're not angling this guy out. Get pressure on him because you have defenders in the box that can deal with it. And you know what? If he has to make another pass, maybe it's a bad pass. Or maybe By the time he makes another pass and cuts it back, we've got defenders that have gotten back. It's just one on one. It's just too casual, and nobody gets out to him. And this guy hits the far post. It goes off the post and in. And it saves Pachuca because the Dynamo could have been spoilers. If that game ended a draw, they're done. I don't know where they sit in the table. I probably should look. All right, so let's get a little Ben Olsen sound here on the League's Cup, Brian.
Getting back this week and really focusing on the league and putting this thing to bed and not having to manage lineups and, you know, you're out of the tournament. So, again, it's a great tournament, right? A little sour grapes because we didn't do so hot, but I'm done with it. We're done with it. That locker room's done with it. And we are completely focused on the rest of the season.
Yeah, see, after that first game, this became a really tough tournament to be in because there was no way you're going to end up top four, not after getting crushed by Tigres. So, and the Dynamo, by the way, played a good 45 minutes until Angel Correa did a dipsy doodle on him and scored the goal to put him up at halftime. And then the Dynamo tied it up with Linger in that first game, and then it was mistakes. And the Dynamo are making a lot of mistakes. I want to also remind you, this is not the same possession team. They are trying to play the same way for the most part, but it is not the same possession team as a team with Hector Herrera and Coco Carrasquilla. It's not the same defending team with the athlete called Mikael, who was able to, with the guidance, and don't forget the guidance of Eric Sviatchenko. Mikael's at Palmeiras, right, in Brazil. Got a great contract. You know what? Make sure you send a few gift cards at Christmas time to Eric Sviatchenko because Eric Sviatchenko helped guide him. Now, Eric has not been influential this year due to injury. Supposedly, he's coming back. But it's not the same possession team. It's not even close. Yet, it's the same game model. I think the Dynamo have missed opportunities to play a little bit more direct. All right, let's get more from Ben on the League's Cup.
The message to this group is that this tournament's over. The whistle blew, it's over, and it's time to get back to work.
So now the focus switches to Major League Soccer, and you have to say, when I know this from, you know, being on teams in locker rooms. When you're losing games and you're not scoring goals, I can guarantee you people are not happy. People are mad at each other. People are mad at the coach. People are mad at everything. And they should be. And I think seeing a little emotion is a good thing. All right, let's get a little more sound from Ben because he had some more interesting things to say.
This is a problem with us. We get scored on, and our instincts are to push the game. We got to go score a goal. That exposes you a little bit. And that's why I go back to, you know, what you'll look at is the transition goal. But what I'm focused on, let's score the goal that we have in the first 15 minutes. And then the second one. And now we're 2-1. And now everything changes. And now we don't have to extend. They have to extend. And then maybe we can go 3-1 because they're exposed. So these moments change games. And when I know it, you hear coaches say it so many times, we weren't good in the moments. But it's true. We weren't good in some moments. And it seems to be costing us when we're not good. When we get, I'm throw Ethan under the bus, but he's got to do better on that sideline. That guy has to be cleaned out, right? That's a moment that matters. And then we concede, but we have to also finish plays off. So what makes me optimistic is if we clean some of that stuff up, we're still a pretty good team. We're still creating a lot of chances. We still understand who we are. And I just think at some point that can turn really quickly. And then we finish the chances and we make the plays, a defensive player or two that really matter. And seasons can change so quickly in that way. And that's also the message to the group. You know, we go in Austin, good performance, and get something out of that. All is good, baby.
I hope some people were throwing garbage cans around in that locker room and tearing stuff off the wall. That's what I hope. He basically said, we're not good enough defensively and we're not good enough attacking-wise. The Dynamo have only had 8 multi-goal games. Is that going to magically change here in the next 10? It's possible. We've seen it. Would you bet on it? Not sure. Motion's important. U.S. international Tim Weah landed in Marseille, greeted by fans. New club for him. Matt Turner has left Lyon. He is back to the New England Revolution in Major League Soccer. That's a bid to get back into the first team position for the U.S. national team under Mauricio Pochettino. Bernadeschi, who left Toronto, came out and was pretty clear. He said, you know what? No pressure in MLS. Sebastian Driussi said the same thing the Argentine before he left Austin. He was pleading for it, actually. Again, these are built-in mechanisms. You can say, well, I put enough pressure on myself. Doesn't matter. You need outside pressure. In front of goal, Dynamo are just, they're not efficient. They can't finish. Jorge Costa, who was the captain of the famous Porto team that won the Champions League. This is what identified Jose Mourinho. Died at 53, had a heart attack. So sad to hear about that. Jorge Costa, the captain of Porto. All right, we're going to switch gears. We're going to talk some 1970 World Cup when we come back. We've got a really cool viewing party. Next Tuesday, we'll be up, right, Brian? Senate Avenue Brewing. We're going to be up there. Right now, we got a pair of tickets at 713-780-3776 to the Listener Appreciation Party that will be in the month of September at St. Arnold's. That's going to be a blast. That's always fun because I realize that there's people who tune into a lot of the other programming that actually have become soccer fans. So, what, caller number three maybe, 713-780-3776. You get a pair of tickets to the Listener Appreciation Party at St. Arnold's. All right, take a break here. Destination 2026, Houston's Countdown to the Cup, brought to you by Coca-Cola Southwest, Houston Methodist Energy, and Quanta.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD, 97.9 HD2.
Well, some of the crowd are on the pitch. They think it's all over, but it is now.
This is Destination 2026, Houston's Countdown to the Cup.
Presented by Coca-Cola Southwest, Houston Methodist, NRG, and Quanta.
For the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Oh, I absolutely love this song. This is New Order, World in Motion. It's got a couple of the former English national team players rapping on it. I think John Barnes will come in here in a minute. But you hear talking about taking people on, and it's very cool. All right, Dustin won the Listener Appreciation Party tickets for St. Arnold, so big congratulations to him. We've got, again, a quick reminder here of the volunteer program for FIFA World Cup 2026. This coming Monday, the volunteer program officially will launch. It allows individuals to apply to be a part of the biggest sporting event in history. That is the World Cup. That's a bucket list maybe for some people. 5,200 volunteers, 20 differing types of roles. Volunteers have to be at least 18. You can apply. You have to be available for the entire tournament, which is July 11th through July 19th. We're less than a year away from this. FanFest is going to be down in Edo. It's going to be sick. It's going to be off the chains. You apply via FIFA World Cup 2026 Houston's website at fwc26houston.com. or at volunteer.fifa.com. Register now. Again, it opens up on Monday. 5,200 volunteers here in Houston, Texas, to be a part of that. Now, speaking of the World Cup, we've been doing a thing called Monday Night Football. And we just did the 1966 World Cup out at Hugh O'Connor's Pub, I-10 in the Marquee Entertainment Center. Great, great turnout for that. Now we're going to do the 1970 World Cup, which is Brazil winning the final against Italy 4-1. But that's a legendary World Cup with maybe Brazil being considered the greatest team ever. August 16th, 6 to 8 p.m., Wellness and Fitness Center U of H downtown. You can RSVP at mondaynightfootball1970.eventbrite.com. And my good friend Battiri, the artist here in Houston, you guys know him. He's really been the man executing this event, and we're looking forward to seeing a lot of people at this one. And this one's going to be a good one. It's at the Wellness and Fitness Center, U of H downtown. Battiri, welcome in.
Hi, Dan. Thanks for having me tonight.
Always a pleasure to have you on. You're the man executing this. You're doing all the hard work, doing a wonderful job of it. We keep getting more and more people out at these Monday night football events. I know you did a site inspection today, so talk about U of H downtown and the kind of numbers, and take us into it.
Sure, yeah. So the event, like you said, is going to be at the Wellness and Success Center at University of Houston downtown. It's a new facility. It is beautiful. It holds about 100 people. We're going to have a whole space for the film, and then also the outdoor space for partners and to get to know all the different things that we're going to have at the event. But it's going to be fun. We're going to have the 1970 World Cup film, and it's pretty exciting because on this World Cup specifically, there were so many different innovations. So like this was the first one that FIFA introduced a logo for a World Cup. The album, Panini sticker album, that was the first one of its kind on 1970. That's when they introduced the yellow and red cards. Also the iconic Telstar ball, the white and ball.
The Telstar, white and black ball.
Yeah, that was the first time that it was used and became an icon. And also it was the first time that it was broadcasted in color. So we will see all these different innovations, different things that the culture started to have and really shape the game in 1970.
Yeah,
excited that we're going to...
No, keep going.
No, I'm just excited that we're gonna remember that specific World Cup, and also how Brazil kept winning or acquired their third championship with Pelé. So many different details that we're going to remember that night.
Yeah, and that was Brazil's third World Cup win out of 9 times the World Cup had been played. So you remember the names like Jairzinho, Pelé, Gerson, Tostão, Rivelino. You know, everybody goes to Pelé, but these are all legendary names on this team and just absolutely remarkable. And Brazil were given the Jules Rimet Trophy for keeps after winning that 70 World Cup. And that's part of the reason why the World Cup will open in Azteca Stadium, because that's where they won it. But that 70 World Cup in Mexico, boy, that has a lot of connection to Mexicans, too. The head coach of that team was Mario Zagallo, who's one of the few men who've ever won the thing as a player and as a coach. So he's on this team in 58 and 62 with a number of these guys. He wins it twice, and then he becomes the coach and wins it. Pretty incredible stuff, Battiri.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I agree. Yeah, like you said, it was the first one that Mexico holds. And then 86, and now next year, they're going to host the World Cup again with the U.S. and Canada. So I think this is a very interesting World Cup. Also, the first one hosted in North America after Europe and South America hosting the past World Cup. So it has a lot of different innovations and details. And I'm excited to relive it on August 18th.
Yeah, these are really cool films, too, because Battiri just really expertly brought out the fact that you learn different things. Like, this was the first one in color. You know, the 66 World Cup in England had innovation. Each one, there's a little more innovation. By the way, this is Mexico hosting a World Cup in 1970. We didn't host our first until 1994. And at that time, it was in between sort of pro leagues that I played in. We didn't even have MLS. And one of the contingencies of hosting World Cup 94 was that by 1996, you had a pro league that had to be up and running in the United States. So Brazil had a number of cool results in this. 4-1 over Czechoslovakia. They played England. They beat England 1-0. Jorginho scoring in that one. Romania gave Brazil real problems on June 10th, 1970. Brazil 3-2 over Romania. Quarterfinals, Brazil 4-2 over Peru. Then they beat Uruguay 3-1, a great nemesis from South America. And then the final, they knock off the Europeans and Italy 4-1. Pelé, Gerson, Jorginho, and Carlos Alberto, that famous goal. Anything else you want to say, Battiri, before we let you go?
Well, I mean, just different details. I hope everyone can join us to learn about the history and details of the World Cup. Like this one, back then in the 70s, there were only 16 teams competing during the World Cup, and next year we're going to have 48. So just imagine what the World Cup next year is going to be here in the U.S., Mexico. I was just happy to invite everyone to come and enjoy the film. It's free and open to the public. So, they can register online. Yeah.
Battiri, thank you so much. We got to go. Great stuff here tonight. Again, August 18th, 6 to 8 p.m., Wellness and Fitness Center, U of H downtown. Monday Night Football, 1970 Brazil. It is for Brian McDonald. I'm Glenn Davis. Thanks for tuning in tonight to Destination 2026.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.